Neef, what a win, and you look likely winners from start to finish, but certainly Athlone IT really put it up to you in that second half.
Yeah, we battled hard there at the end. First half was good, but Athlone kept at us all the time. But every Gary battled for the ball, won their battles, and we pushed on and then got our scores and made the point.
You'd won your semi-final, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and then obviously a big lead into this final on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Tuesday was a tight battle with Cavan, but same again, second half, on a good second half performance, got a good rest then in between and fought hard today.
You may be a small college, but big heart and great work rate.
That's it. We're from all parts, Donegal, Tyrone, Fermanagh. We all come together and play as one, and we all, everybody battled hard there for every ball, made a count.
What does it mean to you to captain this bunch of girls into an All-Ireland final, never mind to win one?
Yeah, it was an absolute honour. Any of these girls could have captained this team. And I just got, I was fortunate enough to captain them, and it's easy captaining these girls because everybody works that hard, and it's easy leading them.
This may be third-tier competition, but as we say, great work. You know, some superstars out there, they'd make it in the O'Connor Cup top tier final now if you were up there.
No, but we had so many county players on this team, but everybody stands up and they push us on. All the Kayleen and Aoife, Malamach, they all like lead by example and everybody follows with them.
I'm sure there's a lot of you in final year as well, so this is a nice way to sign off.
Yeah, myself, I'm a final year, and there's a good few of us now away this year. It's just a nice way to finish the year off and with an All-Ireland champion men.
There'll be plenty of celebrations now, I'm sure.
I'll get this cup up the port shirt now and get it into the town.
And I suppose after this, obviously there'll be club and other action now to come.
Yep, club, we started training there last week again now, so get rolling with that again now. But sure, we're fresh legs now going into it. We're well warmed up, so yeah.
What is this? What does it mean to a college so small, as I said, to win a title like this?
Well, with us, there's not much other sports up with us. It's mostly Gaelic, but every player counts. If there's nobody training, we still need everybody out. Injuries, it's really hard to get numbers out, but that's a bit huge enough, and it gets more girls encouraged out to play football for it, so it's great.
Talk to me about that game today. As we said, you know, you look likely winners from the off, but hard going, and particularly I suppose on a 3G surface as
well. Yeah, we actually played a lot of our games on 3G, so we're actually kind of used to it, but the hot there got caught a girls out in the first half, but every girl fights for the position on our team, and just getting over the line then Athlone really pushes there in the second half, but we came at them and then let them get top.
Sometimes it's the smaller colleges that bring the biggest support, and you great friends, family supporting you here today.
We had everybody out today there, all the mammies and daddies. it's great, even the 16th band there cheering us on. It's great just when we're getting tight there in the second half, they were cheering us on. That was great.
I suppose finally a word, Gavin McGeehan, and then you've a few helping you out.
Yep. Gavin and Lady are great, so they're involved with their own clubs and counties, and they put every time and effort into us just as much as any other team, and they treat us as professionals, and that's why we won today, is because of them.